Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. Our topic today is Safeguard Your Faith. Reading Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 in the New Living Translation. Whatever happens, my dear brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith. Were you aware that there is a direct relationship between having joy, rejoicing in the Lord, and safeguarding your faith? We tend to think of faith in God as something that is spiritual, untouchable, and unmoved by circumstances. There is truth in that, but it's also true that if we don't maintain focus on the Lord and rejoice, even when things aren't going well, something happens to our outlook, our mindset, and our attitude. And the truth is, though we are people of faith and we love God, if we let ourselves become discouraged, begin complaining, and overfocus on negative circumstances, it will be hard to have faith. The Apostle Paul knew this because he is writing this letter of Philippians from prison. One of the most significant letters Paul wrote on the topic of joy and rejoicing was written from a place of difficulty. Realizing this, the Apostle Paul made this statement that whatever happens, brothers and sisters in Christ, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoicing is more than a thought or an attitude shift. Rejoicing is a vocal action. Sometimes we even find ourselves lifting our hands up and jumping up and down, expressing ourselves to God. And then Paul said, I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith. I think we know what it's like to be discouraged, to begin complaining. People used to use the phrase down in the mouth, okay? We've been there. And when you're down in the mouth, frustrated, complaining, your faith will not be strong. You'll find it difficult to have faith in God. So we come back to the importance of walking in joy, because we taught you last week, joy and happiness are not the same thing. You can actually feel sad and have joy at the same time. You can have doubts in your head and still have faith in your heart, but not for long. So it's important to get a hold to your mindset, your attitude, your mood, and nothing will help that better than to rejoice in the Lord, to sing, to praise God. It helps to bring your whole spirit, soul, body back into alignment with the Lord and back into position to experience the joy of the Lord. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, Paul wrote, But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. It has become evident to the whole prison guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. This was a miserable situation Paul was in, but because he rejoiced in the Lord, his faith worked, and God was able to use him as a witness to the prison guards and other prisoners. That doesn't happen when we're down in the mouth, discouraged and complaining. But it happens when we rejoice in the Lord and safeguard our faith. These kind of faith statements only come out of a heart and a mind that is trained to rejoice. We also read in Philippians 4:13, Good News Translation reads, Paul wrote, I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gave me. Again, he's writing from prison, from a difficult place, but because he had safeguarded his faith by walking in joy and rejoicing, he was able to make statements like this and experience the benefit of it. Amen. I want to encourage you to listen to my teaching from last Sunday entitled, The Four Essentials to Joyful Living. You'll find that link to the audio podcast and the YouTube video here in the blog post. God bless, have a great day, and be encouraged.